Beye perk dal mishnah zayin. Ein motzina sa'or loy mina etzim, v'loy mina avonim, v'loy mina ofar, v'loy mina mayim. One cannot create fire, brand new fire. Even though you're allowed to cook on yontif, you're not allowed to create a fire on yontif. The issue is being molded. You're creating a new fire, and the Rav says it's like a malacha, that you're creating a fire on yontif. Loy mina etzim, you can't use wood, so by rubbing wood together. V'loy mina avonim, or using stones, like hitting them together until fire comes out, like the Rambam explains. V'loy mina ofar, and not from dirt. There's a certain type of earth that when you dig it very quickly, it causes a fire from that place that you're digging it. V'loy mina mayim, and also not from water. Now, what this is talking about is if you have glass and you fill it up with water and you leave it out in the very strong sunlight, the water, I guess, will magnify the glass and there will be sparks coming from the glass. And if you take like a little bundle of flax, the Rav explains, you can just put it next to the sparks, it'll get on fire. Can't do this on yontif. They melabnin es hara ofim litzleis behen, and don't heat up ra'ofim. Ra'ofim are like hollow tiles or shingles that they use on a roof, but inside of it, it was hollow. You can't heat it up in order to use it to roast, to cook things on top of it. Why not? Because you're creating a kli. Why? Because this hollow tile is brand new, like the Rav and the Rambam explain, and when you heat it up, you're strengthening it, you're making it fitting to use in the future, for anything, and that's why you can't heat it up. But the Rambam goes out of his way and says, if, however, it was already used, then you are allowed to use it to cook on top of it. Va'oid amar Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer also said, Rabbi Eliezer that was more makel in the previous Mishnah, with wood chips and other things like that. Omid adam ala muktza erev Shabbos b'shvias, Rabbi Eliezer says that one can stand al ha-muktza. So the Rav learns, seems, he's standing by foods that are muktza, erev Shabbos b'shvias. Erev Shabbos during the Shemitah year. During the Shemitah year, what's different about a muksa food, like a fruit that wasn't set aside to eat? What do we mean? Aren't foods all set aside to eat? So sometimes you could take, let's say, a grape. They would put them on top of their roofs, and they would try to make them into raisins. But in the very beginning of the process, when the sun would beat down on it, it wasn't fitting for anybody to eat. But then it became a little bit more fitting, where if some people would designate it before, then it would be okay. But if you didn't designate it, most people don't eat that. It's not good. And obviously, the last stage is where it just becomes raisins in the sun. And that obviously is not muksa. But for the middle case, a person can stand by these fruits on Erev Shabbos b'shvias. The significance of shvias on Shemitah is that on Shemitah year, there's no trumas and maisras. Because if you didn't take off trumas and maisras on something, it's not fitting to eat. So during the Shemitah, it's already fitting to eat. The only thing that would prevent it from being fitting to eat is if it's not edible. If it's like it's a first stage of trying to dry out, where you're leaving it in the sun, where that first stage is just like spoiled. But the Rav explains, we're only talking about Shemitah because that's the easiest example, because the only thing that you would need to do to be able to eat it and have it that it's not muksa is to be making it, to prepare it. But of course, the Rav explains, if it wasn't the Shemitah year and you already took off Trumas and Maisus, this would be in the same category as well. So what would he do to prepare it? Va'omer, he would say, Mikan ani oichol l'machar. In a very general way, you'd say, from here I'm eating tomorrow. That's good enough according to Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because this is Breira. Breira is retroactively, whatever I take will clarify what I meant Erev Shabbos when I said, Mikan ani oichol l'machar, from this area I'm going to eat tomorrow. That's what Breira is. And usually we do hold on Drabanans, which is what Muksa is. We hold of Breira. The Cham Maimrim Achi Yirsham. Cham say it's not enough. You have to actually carve out V'yoymar and say, Mikan V'yad Kan, from here until here. You have to designate and carve out with a simen exactly which ones you're taking. Because according to the Cham, there is no Breira. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chachamim. Now, this is the Rabbanan though, so why is the halacha like the Chachamim, according to the Rav? So some learn that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, because this is the Rabbanan, you hold a Breira. However, Tversol brings, like we said earlier with different birds, that sometimes, even if you hold Breira, even the Rabbanans, there's a chash that you may go end up taking something that's Aser. So here too, Tversol brings, perhaps you could say that we're afraid that the ones that you set aside are not really edible, and you'll end up taking the other ones. And what would have happened is that you handled what was not set aside, which was Muksa. And that's why the Chum said you had to actually make a simen and only specifically take the ones that you designated.